This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. The holiday season is in full swing, and that means lots of holiday events are going on. This weekend, there's a musical performance, a holiday party, there's even a singing Christmas tree in the lineup. Joining me to discuss these and other arts and cultural events in this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hey, Gwen.
So let's start with some music. That's Be a Lion, an original song from the musical The Wiz. Be a Lion is also the name of a musical in town tonight. Katrina, tell us more about this Wiz-inspired performance.
So Be a Lion picks up where The Wiz left off after Dorothy goes home from the Emerald City. And I've seen it. This is my second year seeing it. So it's centered around Eveline, the Wicked Witch who died in The Wiz, has a daughter apparently named Damnesia, and she is out to avenge her mother's death. So she's after the crew. That includes the Lion, the Tin Man, Scarecrow, and Dorothy even makes her return. So it's their journey, the Lion becoming who he's supposed to be, but all the while, you know, Damnesia's on their tail.
Sounds like lots of twists and turns in that one.
Yep.
So where can people see it, and how long is it going to be here?
This is the closing weekend, so it closes on Saturday, but it'll be at the Duke Energy Theater at Spirit Square. So definitely get your tickets for that. You'll enjoy the show.
Okay. And starting tonight through Saturday, there's another musical-like performance with Shakespeare Presents Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some. Katrina, tell us about that one.
So this one's pretty cool, too. Shakespeare is an all-woman Shakespeare company. It's Charlotte's Off-Broadway. They present, like you said, Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some. The show includes The Grinch, Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman, and just about every other character from holiday myths, movies, and TV specials. The creators say that this is a fast-paced and interactive performance, so it also features holiday traditions from around the world, sing-alongs of every Christmas carol ever sung, and just all your holiday favorites.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Where will it be on stage?
It's taking place at Johnson C. Smith University's Art Factory.
And where is that?
Across the street from Johnson C. Smith. Mosaic Village is probably the landmark that people will recognize.
Okay. Sounds great. And tonight, percussionist Gino Castillo will be live at Middle C Jazz Uptown. Sounds like a good show.
Yeah, so there's actually a couple of performances. You can see it tonight through Saturday, and it's at Charlotte's newest jazz club with all the buzz, Middle C Jazz Club. But his music is a blend between a fusion of salsa and Latin jazz. They actually have shows tonight through Saturday, so there's a couple of performances that you can go and see.
Okay. Also on Saturday, there's the annual Gray Holiday Party at the Harvey B. Gantt Arts and Cultural Center Uptown. And I understand this is an event that a lot of people look forward to every year. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this year it's the 8th annual holiday party. It's actually a fundraiser benefiting the Gantt Center. So it goes towards their exhibitions and putting on programming and things like that. You get to get dressed up all fancy. They'll have music, you know, with DJs. It's a multi-level party.
Okay.
So there'll be food. There'll be Santa. You can get your pictures taken. Very Instagrammable. That's the thing, right, now with events. But it's a good time. You know, people come out, get dressed up, and enjoy the holidays benefiting the Gantt Center.
Okay, definitely a party with a cause.
Yep.
And finally, there's the magic of Christmas and the singing Christmas tree.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So the Charlotte Symphony and Carolina Voices have joined together for the singing Christmas tree performance. So what makes this cool and different is that it's quintessential holiday songs, and the singers are literally inside of a Christmas tree all the way to the top, and then there's an angel singing at the top.
I was wondering about that. How large is this Christmas tree?
So I haven't actually been to the show, but I hear, like, it pretty much takes up the stage. So it's pretty tall. You know, the singers are actually inside of it.
Oh, wow. A vision came in my head. I bet that's going to be a lot of fun. Sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Yeah. So that's at the Knight Theater, and the show kicks off tomorrow night and will run through Sunday the 21st.
Sounds great. Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks, Gwen.
That's Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor, Q City Metro.